لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever sends a salat upon me 100 times in a day, Allah will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 of the hereafter, and 30 of this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My name is a Madani Channel. There's a beautiful book published by Maktabatul Madina by the name of Uyunul Hikayat. This book contains many fascinating stories, accounts of our pious predecessors. Here's one of the stories of one of the pious predecessors. Sayyidina Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala states, a worshipper from Bani Israel spent 60 years in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on top of a mountain. One night, he had a dream in which someone said, so-and-so cobbler spends more time in worship than you, and his rank is higher than you. After waking up, the worshipper thought about the dream and said, this is just a dream. I should not think much of it. So he did not pay attention to the dream. But after some time, he had a similar dream in which it was said, so-and-so cobbler is superior to you. However, the worshipper did not pay attention to this dream as well. He saw the same dream again for the third time. After hearing about the virtue of the cobbler over and over again, the worshipper descended from the mountain and went to meet him. When the cobbler saw the worshipper, he stood up out of respect, kissed his hand and said, what caused you to leave your place of worship? The worshipper replied, I'm here because of you. I have been informed that your rank is higher than mine in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why I have come to visit you. Tell me which action has given you a lofty station in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The cobbler remained silent as if he did not want to mention what his action was. Then he said, I do nothing special. However, I spend the entire day earning lawful sustenance, halal sustenance, and I avoid haram sustenance. Then I take half of the sustenance that Allah grants me in a day and give it as a sadaqah, as a charity in His path. And I spend the other half on my family and relatives. The second action that I observe is a lot of fast. Apart from these actions, I do nothing else that is worthy of virtue. After hearing this, the worshipper left the pious cobbler and occupied himself in worship again. After some time, the worshipper had another dream in which it was said, ask the cobbler what he fears so much that it has caused his face to turn yellow. Thus the worshipper went to the cobbler and asked, why is your face yellow? What do you fear? The cobbler answered, whenever I see someone, I always think that he's better than me. He's worthy of paradise and I am worthy of Jahannam. I am worthy of hell. I consider myself to be the lowest of the people and the greatest sinner. I am in fear of hell at all times. This is the reason my face has become yellow. And the fire worshipper returned to his place of worship again. So the Khuld bin Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the cobbler was granted a superiority over the worshipper because he would think of himself as the lowest person in comparison to the others. And he would consider everyone besides himself to be worthy of paradise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about the fortunate Muslims who turn away from the pleasures of this world, refrain from sin, and make the worship and pleasure of Allah the focal point of their lives. In display of humility, they consider others to be better than themselves. They make a habit of observing optional fasts and giving to charity whilst only earning from permissible sources. Despite performing any abundance of worship, they do not make their actions apparent. They do not make their actions known to other people. They consider themselves to be the greatest sinners and always remain in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and fear of Jahannam. Allah Almighty is pleased with them and elevates them to the extent that other worshippers yearn to meet them. It is unfortunate that in our society, the people we hold in high regard are the wealthy, someone with high status in the government, ministers, the one who possesses a worldly rank, the one who drives lavish cars, the one who owns expensive phones, those who wear extravagant attire, and the people that live in lofty buildings, bungalows, they lived in lofty palaces. Those who wear extravagant attire and the people that live in luxurious, beautiful houses and expensive areas. We consider people of fair skin and noble lineage to be the most superior and spend day and night singing their praise. However, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the most honorable and noble Muslim in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is the most pious, the one who is the most muttaqi. Hence it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, chapter 26, verse 13, Surah Al-Hujurat. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Translation from Kunsul Iman. O people, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman and have made you into various nations and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you, according to Allah, is the one who is most pious amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Mufti Ahmad Yaqin Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states regarding this ayah, the root of all humans is Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they were made from soil. Thus, everyone's origin is soil. So, why are you arrogant and why do you dispute with one another over your lineage? Humans have been made into different nations and tribes so that they can know one another, not to boast or sneer at others. Explaining the region of revelation, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala further states, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to the markets of Medina and witnessed a slave say, the one who purchases me, do not stop me from praying behind the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A man purchased him, then the slave fell ill. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam visited him, then he passed away. The final Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam participated in his burial. Upon this, some people expressed their surprise over how the slave acquired this blessing. Then this ayah that we have just heard was revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Translation, O people, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman and have made you into various nations and tribes that you may recognize one another. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you, according to Allah, is the one who is most pious amongst you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, narrates that the beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, on the day of judgment, people will be made to stand in front of Allah Almighty in the state that they will be uncircumcised. Allah Almighty will say, O my people, I gave you command, but you ignored it and elevated your lineage and were boastful of it. Therefore, today I am declaring your lineages to be low and disgraced. I am the ruler who gives retribution. Where are the righteous? Certainly, the most honorable amongst you in the sight of Allah are those who are the most pious. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the pious people who are honorable and virtuous. Even though that they may not be given any importance or respect in society due to their lack of financial means, but they will be brought forth with great splendor on the day of judgment. Hence, it is mentioned in chapter 16, verse number 85 of Surah Maryam, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, on the day when we shall take the righteous people towards the most gracious as guests. Even though these people live in simple houses in this world instead of beautiful mansions, they will be granted grand palaces in paradise. Just as it is mentioned in chapter 14, verse number 30 of Surah Al-Nahl. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِّعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And what a definitely excellent final home for the pious. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who are shunned by society and who are spurned from the houses of the rich but obey the commands of Allah, offer their prayer, observe fast, earn halal wealth and feed others from it, fear Allah, adopt the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who protect their eyes and hearts and perform other good actions, will be the pious individuals brought forth with great honor, with great splendor on the Day of Judgment. Just as the righteous are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous are also beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not be amazed by anything, nor would anything in this world astonish him except for the people of piety. Likewise, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the virtue of knowledge is greater than virtue of worship, and the best thing from your religion is piety, is taqwa. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that it was said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the most honorable person? And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen to the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when he was asked, who is the most honorable person? Is it the one who is rich? Is it the one who is wealthy? Is it the one who has highest status in this world? Who is the one who is most honorable? Our last Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who is most righteous from among the people. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are not better than someone who is black or red, except that you may be greater than him in piety. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would make the following dua. Well, and what a beautiful dua. We should all memorize it and make a habit of reciting this dua after every salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful words of making dua. The words that came out of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed mouth. These words are short but gain vast meaning. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Translation, O Allah, I ask you for guidance, piety, chastity and richness. Hakim ul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, guidance here means correct beliefs. Piety refers to good deeds. Chastity means refraining from evil. And richness here means not being dependent upon creation and only upon Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every goodness of the religion has been sought in this dua. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Jami'ul Kalam. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say one sentence, but that would have vast meaning. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful dua. Every goodness of the religion has been asked in this dua. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, acquiring wealth or status is not something great. Rather, it is a test. These things, like wealth and status, are given to many individuals. But piety is a treasure. It is a tremendous richness that is not given to everyone. Piety is not an insignificant thing. It is a great treasure. Now the question is, what does taqwa mean? The meaning of taqwa is to protect oneself from something harmful. In terms of Sharia, it means to protect oneself from any action that a person deserves to be punished for doing or not doing. For example, avoiding disbelief, polytheism, major sins, protecting yourselves from immoral acts, leaving that which is forbidden, and fulfilling the obligation of the religion, etc. It is also said that taqwa is that your Lord does not find you where He has prohibited you from. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the righteous are called pious, they're called muttaqi, because they avoid those things that are usually difficult to avoid. A poet said, it is only the one who fear Allah Almighty that attains that which is beneficial. Only taqwa and good deeds accompany a person into the grave. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has divided taqwa into seven different types. According to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, number one, avoiding disbelief. Number two, protecting yourself from deviant beliefs. Number three, refraining from major sins. Number four, refraining from minor sins. Number five, leaving that which is doubtful. Number six, abstaining from the desires of the nafs. Number 7, staying away from every action that takes you away from Allah Almighty. The Quran, my dear Mr. Fadl inshallah, is a guide towards these 7 actions. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions 12 benefits of piety, 12 benefits of taqwa from the Holy Quran. He says, the pious person is praised by his Lord. The pious individual is protected from enemies. Allah Almighty helps and supports the devout. He is safe from the hardship and terrors of the hereafter. In this world, he will obtain halal sustenance. The actions of a pious person will be rectified by the blessing of this piety. All his sins will be forgiven. He becomes a friend of Allah. Due to piety, all his actions are accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. The pious individual is worthy of honor and respect. At the time of death, he will be given the glad tidings of beholding Allah Almighty and attaining salvation. The pious will be saved from the fire of hell and they will remain in paradise forever. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the candle of piety and righteousness is lit in the heart of a person, no matter what his skin color is, he will reap its rewards. The word that he says have such an effect that they turn into reality as soon as they come out. If this embodiment of piety and virtue asks Allah Almighty to turn a simple thing like wood into gold, Allah Almighty will not reject his plea and would turn that wood into gold. He, meaning Allah Almighty, would do so in order for people to understand that this is not an ordinary person, but an esteemed individual. Sayyidina Dawood bin Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala states, two young worshippers lived in Syria. Because of their piety, righteousness, and abundance of worship, they were known as Sabih and Malih. They describe one of their incidents as follows. They said, one day, we experienced extreme hunger which was bothering us a lot. So I said to my companion, come, let us go to so-and-so desert, teach some people about the ruling of Islam, and work towards bettering our hereafter. Thus, we went towards the desert and met a dark-skinned man who had a bundle of wood on his head. We said to him, tell us, who is your Lord? After hearing this, he placed the bundle of wood on the floor, sat on it, and said, do not ask me who my Lord is. Rather ask me in which corner of my heart faith is. After hearing the spiritual words of this Bedouin, we looked at one another in surprise. He then said, why are you silent? Go ahead and ask me. Indeed, the student of knowledge does not refrain from asking questions, but we had no response to anything he was saying. When he witnessed our silence, he said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O my Lord, you are well aware that there are such people whom you give to whenever they ask. My Lord, turn these pieces of wood into gold. As soon as he uttered these words, the pieces of wood had turned into shining gold. He then supplicated, O my Lord, you favor those who do not desire fame. My master, turn this gold back into wood. As soon as he finished his request, the gold had turned back into wood. He then placed the bundle of wood on his head and set off. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in Islam, piety is of great importance. Pious people are of great importance. If a person is to be given a position, you must look towards his piety and righteousness, along with his other good qualities. Our pious predecessors would favor those who were more pious than others. It is mentioned on page 324 of 5th volume of Ihya ul-Ulum. There was a Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala who had a young disciple. The Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala respected him greatly and was favorable towards him. Another disciple asked, you give more respect to this young man even though you are older. So this Sufi, this Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, asked for some birds. He then gave one to each of his disciple along with a knife. He then said, slaughter this bird in a place where nobody can see. He also gave a bird and a knife to the young man and said the same thing. Each one of them slaughtered the bird and returned, but the young man came back with the bird alive in his hand. The Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, why did you not slaughter the bird like everyone else? The young man replied, I could not find a place where I was completely hidden, for Allah Almighty is always watching me in every place. After witnessing this, the followers, the remaining disciples, admired his muraqabah, meaning the action of leaving everything and only focusing on Allah Almighty, and said, you are undoubtedly deserving of honor and respect. In another incident, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala went with his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, to Shah Ali Rasul Ahmad Qadri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala to pledge allegiance and enter the Qadriya order. The Shaykh, meaning Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, along with making Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala a follower of the order, gave him authority and made him a representative in all Sufi orders. He also granted him authority in Hadith. Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala did all of this despite being extremely cautious in these affairs. After seeing what he had been granted, as soon as he became a disciple, a man from the lodge could not contain himself and said, "Master, making someone a representative in your family is only given after a great spiritual effort and struggle. Yet you made him a representative immediately." Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, while highlighting the reason for his superiority, said, "People come to me with an impure heart and nafs. It takes a long time to purify them. However, he came to me with a pure soul. He only required a link, which I gave it to him." He then said to the others, "A thought had been troubling me for some time. Alhamdulillah, that has been removed today. On the Day of Judgment, when Allah Almighty will ask, 'What has Ali Rasul brought for us?' I will present my disciple, Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala." Allahu Akbar, what a great status Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that in the eyes of our pious predecessors, the standard for virtue and acceptance is piety and righteousness. Merely being famous is not a requisite of excellence. Neither is old age, beauty, outward cleanliness, being highly educated, possessing awe-striking demeanor, possessing wealth, owning multiple houses, owning an expensive mobile, being well-spoken on conversation, or wearing expensive clothes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states in Ihya al-Ulum, "Without a doubt, the people closest to Allah on the Day of Judgment will be the ones who stayed hungry, thirsty, and sorrowful for long periods of time in this world. There are people who in the eyes of the public are hidden and pious, such that if they are present, nobody would recognize them. And if they were absent, nobody would search for them. The pieces of the earth recognize them and the angels surround them. People are satisfied by the world and these people are pleased when they obey Allah Almighty. Others sleep on comfortable beds, whereas they spend their nights in prostration. Some turn away from practices and lifestyle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but these individuals preserve their practices. When one of them passes away, the earth weeps and Allah's wrath is upon the city in which there is none of them." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've learned about piety. We've learned how piety is the means of excellence, how piety is the means of honor and elevation and status. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, to adopt piety and righteousness, refrain from sin, and remain in the company of pious Muslims, become affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, and become a part in the 12 religious work of Dawat-e-Islami. One of the religious work of Dawat-e-Islami is to fill pious deed booklet. It would not be wrong to say that the pious deeds that have been compiled in this booklet by Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Laliya, presented as question and answers, are in fact the first step towards attaining piety and righteousness. By performing these pious actions, you will feel a significant difference within yourself. The 11th good action in this pious deed booklet is, whilst walking or traveling in a car or a bus today, did you protect yourself from useless gazing by keeping your gaze lowered? Moreover, did you prevent yourself from looking here and there unnecessarily? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, unlawful gazing can lead someone to immorality. Therefore, it is necessary for us to protect our eyes. These eyes are a great bounty that have been granted to us by Allah Azza wa Jal, which we can utilize to perform many good actions. However, if they exceed the boundaries of Sharia, the eyes can destroy our book of deeds. This is why both the Quran and Hadith have greatly emphasized on the protection of the eyes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is one of the questions of the Pious Deed booklet that is helping us protect our eyes from sins. Can you imagine the remaining 72 questionnaires? Fill this pious deed booklet daily, and once you start filling it, once you start making those tick marks, you will observe that you have started walking on the path of self-reformation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon the pious deed booklet. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم.